Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. We are going to dive into hopefully a barrage of final overview of the current status of your lockdown, the coronavirus, and the things that I think that are kind of important that's come from the Need to Know News, in addition to some of the other news that's going on out there. I want you to understand our culture has completely changed, especially if you put it into context of our culture in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and what happened in the counterculture revolution and what we're doing today. This show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org, and you are listening to the only show that provides you the academic evidence-based solutions that we're going to be able to get back to our Constitution, if we're going to save it. I'm kind of questioning that. But let me kind of cover some things that I've covered before, but because this is an election year, it's time to start letting you understand, really, the intent of this show is multiple. You know, there's multiple facets to this show. There's one that's marketing, that we want you to get motivated because things are getting incredibly bad. And if you don't get motivated, then we're going to be facing a huge turn towards worse. And you're going to keep on saying, how much worse can it get? Oh, you have no idea. You need to look into the historic views of slavery. Because, and we're not just talking about the United States, go back to Egypt, go back to different societies and different cultures of slavery. Just like what's going on in China. Because if you want to look at a current day slave to the state, that's what's going on in China. The Chinese have no control. They're being monitored. They've got political prisoners. If you upset the ruling class, the Chinese Communist Party, then guess what? You are going to probably find yourself in a political prison. And if you ever have a need to donate your life, then it's not your choice. They will make that choice for you. Anyway, the thing I also wanted, another facet that we do, and I want to get through this today, is I want to kind of tell you how we want to work with state legislators. We want to focus on those who actually have the opportunity to take a stand, like Thomas Jefferson and James Madison. And that's why they changed and focused on state legislators when the Constitution was being violated, when they saw a true threat to the Constitution and how it was intended to be used, especially the Bill of Rights. Anyway, so this show actually provides you with content as well. Another facet of this show is to give you the actual words, what these men said. I don't want you to take my word for it. And this is why, if you're not already reading and studying the ratification debates as the most important documents in understanding our current government and the historical perspective of how that Constitution was defined at the time it was being accepted, and that's what matters. Because, my friends, if we can actually start educating our state legislators on how it was defined, they will start understanding that, shoot, Congress can't pass a law and immune themselves from it. That's a violation to the terms of the contract, as in addition to many other things. The problem is we're going to find out that there's so many people, even the beloved constitutional supporters, have a little dirt on their hands, have some blood on their hands, have, bones in their closet and so forth. you know what? We have to just put everything in those closets aside and move forward on demanding compliance. That has to be our focus. And so what we want to do is we want to start focusing on helping our state legislators in understanding what they need to do. Now, we're going to have some interviews as well so that you hear other people's perspectives as well as other people who are subject matter experts on very specific things. Trevor Lawton's a subject matter expert on communism and its infiltration into our society, into our government, into our churches, and so forth. Brent Winters, would hope to get him back. I owe him some information, but Brent Winters is going to talk more about common law. Lionheart, I'd love to get Lionheart, and I've been, you know, communicating back and forth with him and trying to schedule some time. Hopefully this weekend we can get some time to talk and we can play that interview maybe in our next week's, one of our next week's episodes or what have you. We also want to start getting back into other content besides the ratification debates, but we'll let you know as we get into that. Once we get through this marketing, I want you to understand the scale of liberty. As I started going into it last week, I want to get back into that, and I want to help you understand natural law. I want to help you understand how natural law and the scale of liberty and how this the progressives are moving us in a direction that is completely contrary to our founding. And you have to understand they are wired differently. We'll get into all of that, as well as American republicanism, the threats to American republicanism, the way we restore our constitutional republic, not just by auditing and with republic review. We actually have to start changing our paradigm to understand what the framers understood in building this republic. Most people do not understand American republicanism. That's why it's so important to get through this. And so just check on the Red State Talk Radio podcast page on reclaimingtherepublic.org, and that'll keep you kind of apprised as to, you know, what's coming up and what we'll be doing. We do have Constitution Day coming up, and we hope that you're going to become a champion in your community and getting other people to become champions as well. I also want to just say this, that we do need your help. There's different ways you can help. We've got a crowdfunding if you want to help us directly. The money that you give us at this point for crowdfunding, we're going to try to move that money into who we believe is the most deserving in the state legislators across these dark red states. Those who actually need some support, we'll be using that money for them. I've been asking you to save money. I've been asking you to just save a gallon. The money that it costs you a gallon of gas a week, and that's going down significantly. Shoot, it's barely over $2 in where I live. And so it's not a lot of money, but try to do what you can in saving money every week so that you can contribute a few dollars, $50, $100. You'd be surprised, but it helps. Contributing to the campaigns of those who will be the voice piece, who will be the champions, who will be the David standing up against Goliath amongst the several states to try to get them to wake up. So we want your help, and we're soliciting you in getting financially involved, not in providing for the cost of my time and everything else. What we want is you to help get these champions, David, into that arena to slay Goliath. So that's where our focus is coming into this coming election year, and the dark red states will be the focus. We have Red State Coffee. That's one way you can support us. If you drink coffee, if you drink coffee, that's great. If you don't, then that's great as well. Again, we have different mechanisms that you can support us. But more importantly, everyone, if you want to support liberty, if you want to preserve your liberty, because that's what's at cost here. That's what we have as our greatest risk. We are going to lose our liberty if we don't start pitching in. And so there's ways you can pitch in. Again, you can get people to listen as, you know, a part of our listener drive and getting them to tune in to this message. Maybe they can't listen, but they can at least read the content on our Constitutional Articles page. Just send them a link to the reclaimingtherepublic.org and let them, just tell them to start reading those articles from the top to the bottom. Read these articles. This will give you a completely different paradigm from everybody else that you're listening to or watching and or hearing, period. In doing this, we'll actually be able to start wakening the conscience of America, because as the people of America start waking up, then they will start understanding what needs to be done, and we need to act fast. So if you have time, you've got computer literacy, resources like a phone, computer, or some level of leadership, you can get involved and help. And these are other ways you can help. Besides just helping with the listener drive, you can actually do more. Don't accept second best. We all need to do more. We all need to find more time in contributing to preserving our liberty. Now, when we get back from the break, because if I'm clairvoyant, there's the music. So we're going to go into a break with these two hard promos. And then when we come back, we're going to get into the, you know, the deception, the facade of what the heck our government is doing. And why is it that our states are trying to play this? And who are these players in doing this? Anyway, we need to gain traction in making sure everybody takes a stand. We'll be right back after this.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. Okay, so the meme is up. And what do I mean by the meme is up? If you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, and I told you yesterday it would be up on the Take Action page. If you go to the Take Action page, you will find, and it will be, it's kind of a yellow picture type of meme. And if you look, and oh shoot, I'm trying to go there right now, and there it is. All public servants must go on the record. This is a meme that you can use in social media to help people understand that we need public servants to go on the record to officially state their sentiments regarding your liberties. Do they believe that the government should be able to suspend your liberties and go after you instead of going after those who are sick? There are problems. There are problems with the way we are perceiving. Ladies and gentlemen, our paradigm has to change because we are now in a global economy which has opened the doors because we have open trade throughout the entire world. There was a reason why we did not have open trade with communist and hostile nations, because by allowing commerce and people to just freely flow back and forth between these nations, these people would be able to penetrate our security, they'd be able to penetrate our culture, our environment, our nation with things such as these types of diseases, as well as chemical warfare, as well as other threats. Again, these are hostile nations. They have no respect for your liberty. They view what we do as a threat to them. As a matter of fact, their whole objective is to take, you know, dominance of the world arena. That is China's primary goal. So why is it that we changed our policies? Because we actually had a good protective policy as a nation. We considered hostile nations, just as that, not to be trusted. But now we the people are being thrown into a concept that we have to trust these people. Oh, we're xenophobes. We're haters. We're racist because we don't want to trust the Chinese. I'm sorry. They have an ideology that is that is the antithesis. It is contrary to our faith, our beliefs, our principles, our ideology as a society. We shouldn't be, you know, just open arms with these people. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, get that meme, and start putting this out on your state representatives' pages and say, what is your position regarding what the heck this state, other states, and the federal government is doing? I want you to formally tell us what you feel and what you think about this tyranny that is being levied upon the good citizens of this great nation. Anyway, so every public servant, I would just want to emphasize this, every public servant, I don't care how small, whether it's a little city council, a little town mayor, every public servant must make a formal statement as to their sentiments regarding tyranny. Why is this important? Because we want them and we want you to hold them to that position in the upcoming election. If these people feel like it is okay to violate the Constitution, then you need to bring that out. There's probably nothing more important in this upcoming election than the fact that this candidate is okay with taking away your constitutional liberties and violating the Constitution. In other words, they're taking an oath as a public servant to support the Constitution with direct intent to not fulfill that oath. Then why in the heck are they even being allowed? As a matter of fact, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment disqualifies them. If you get them to make a formal statement, they should be disqualified from being able to run. We really need to start pushing these issues. We have the Constitution supporting us on this. Not just Article 6, Section 3, but the 14th Amendment, Section 3 as well. Does that happen to be an irony? Is that a coincidence that it's Section 3 of Article 6 and Section 3 of the 14th Amendment? I don't know. I've learned something a long time ago, that there's no such thing as a coincidence when it comes to politics and government and so forth. Anyway, the real question I want to pose, and we're going to get into G. Edward Griffin's need-to-know news. But why is it that the media and the medical community are lying to us about this virus? In Washington State, if you go to the online, because Washington State was like ground zero, it was the first place, I believe, that there was a recorded incident of somebody having coronavirus. What was that, back in January, early February? Go to the coronavirus update. Look at the map. Pull up Washington State. You will see that there is zero recoveries with the thousands of people that have been infected. Nobody's recovered. Why? Almost everybody else is in recovery, and there's lots of states that aren't reporting deaths, that there's more people that have completely recovered without a death. Why is there such disparity? G. Edward Griffin basically said CBS News was caught using footage from an Italian hospital painting a dire picture while trying to depict that the coronavirus conditions in New York City just a couple of weeks ago were the exact same thing. And so why is it that they're trying to show these things that are happening somewhere else and saying, but this is what's going on here, when it's actually going on somewhere else? Project Veritas, and I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but it's worth mentioning again. Project Veritas has exposed how the institutions, your hospital institutions, are lying to you. I can tell you that what they have done in almost every hospital around this nation, they have shut down elective surgeries. Let's say you need a hip replacement, even though that's not an elective surgery. You're not going to get that hip replacement. You have to wait for months because they've shut down the hospital. They've shut down surgical rooms that could easily be used and continue to do what they need to do. But the reason they're not is they want to dedicate those beds that hospital has for the emergency cases that come in. In other words, the homeless people that are overdosing on drugs or are getting into, you know, fights because, you know, there's nobody out there policing them. They're just running rampant out on the street. And we'll get into that in just a few, maybe in this episode or in the following episode. But this is how things are going. Why is it that the hospitals are dedicating the beds for patients that aren't coming? In other words, many people, if they supposedly have this coronavirus or flu, they're just staying home. They're not coming in. There are people that are scared enough that they're coming in. But it begs the question, what the heck is going on? Why are we being lied to? And so Project Veritas is just starting to expose the tip of the iceberg. And there's no doubt in my mind, O'Keefe is going to get into more of the details on this. You can bet on it. G. Edward Griffin also published, the people who question the mainstream media's claims of hospitals looking like war zones due to the floods of people infected and dying from the coronavirus have filmed scenes at hospitals that appear empty as though the narrative has been invented. Other facilities have claimed to be overrun with people who want to be tested for the virus, but most testing stations are empty. Have you gone down to get yourself tested? Go by the testing facility or the testing station you know in the local community and see how packed it is. Go see how many people are demanding to find out if, you know, their little cough is going to come into the full-fledged coronavirus and have nothing to do with a virus at all. Because what time of year is it now? Oh, it happens to be the spore, mold, mildew, and pollen stage of our life cycle here in America. This is where most people's allergy symptoms start kicking up. Now, if you're a hypochondriac, or you're one of those people that, you know, you just think you get your drop of a hat, you're getting sick, then please, if you do have, and if you're prone to allergies, don't think that your sneezing and all of that has anything to do with the virus. There's probably a lot of people that, you know, are experiencing, because it's that time of year. It is that time of year for the allergies, molds, spores, all of those types of things to start affecting those people with allergies. A recent study, this is interesting, by G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News. A recent study by the University of Oxford indicates that the COVID-19 reached the UK by mid-January and already may have affected half the population. Now, I'll get into the results of this study when we get back from this break, because this will shock you, because they were basically saying that they believe half of the population has been exposed to and possibly has been infected by the coronavirus. We'll be right back with the outcome on that. Thank you so much.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so let me just repeat what I just said. G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News reported that a recent study by the University of Oxford indicates that the COVID-19 reached the UK by mid-January and already may have infected half of the population. The results suggest that the coronavirus is not as nearly as serious as claimed by the Imperial College, which predicted that 500,000 people in the UK would die. Their numbers aren't reaching it. And so the question is, what's going on? And there's also some other ties, some other associations. You've probably heard about the 5G, and we'll get into that because G. Edward Griffin kind of covers all of these different angles. Now, that's why you need to sign up for G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News. Anyway, here's an interesting case, and this is kind of just out there, right? In Arlington, Virginia, a man living in a smoke shop fired shots after three juveniles. This does not have anything to do with coronavirus, okay? But anyway, these three juveniles were wearing masks. They broke into the store and robbed it. He wounded one of them with his own gun in defending his property and himself. Remember the objects of government? Objects of government are to protect life and property. That's what they're supposed to be doing. And if they can't do it, then you should be able to do those things for yourself. The man who fired the shots is in prison now without bail and faces up to 20 years for protecting himself. This is the direction that we will go, and you will no longer be able, you have to learn to live like a dog, like a rabid person going out and fighting and committing crime and doing those types of things, because the rule of law is no longer applicable in our society. You no longer have natural rights. You have carnal rights. That's the direction that the progressive wants to take us. And so you better start waking up, or you better be okay with losing your property, changing your lifestyle to living hand to mouth and living like an animal. Because that is the direction that they are going to take us, and they're using our laws, or actually they're not using our laws, they're ignoring our laws, and they don't care. They don't care if you have zero protection under the law anymore. That's why Soros is getting involved in district attorney races across the nation so that laws are no longer enforced. Excuse me. G. Edward Griffin also reported that the U.S. FDA has approved a new test to detect the COVID-19, and millions of the test kits have been ordered. The blood test detects antibodies to the virus rather than the virus itself. Now, just how the rules of science applied before 1984, when the AIDS virus was said to be a world-threatening pandemic, a positive antibody test was taken to mean that the patient had achieved an immunity against the disease and the risk was over. Okay? After 1984, the public was told a positive result meant that the patient had the germ and the patient was in great danger and needed medication to prevent the spread. Antibody tests commonly produce false positives owing to factors that have nothing to do with the disease being tested. Yet, here comes the test. Neither the false positives nor the genuine positives will be a measure of risk, but no one, or none of the less, they will be used as proof that the deadly pandemic is spreading. So why is it that they're using these types of tests then? It is, and how they can use it to support the narrative. And, oh, it'll be just a miraculous, you know, a guardian angel that all of these people that, you know, supposedly are going to be coming up positive, but they don't die. Interesting, right? So G. Edward Griffin also says that the lockdown across, and this is a recent, this week's reporting, the lockdown across most of the United States has put labor markets into a free fall and has forced millions out of work. Okay, so what do you do when you can't work and you don't have the money, or not to say the money, you don't have the access to be able to buy the necessities that you need because the stores are empty. You can't go to the stores or what have you. So what do? Most people go to food banks, right? Well, that's where you'll find, you know, the people that if there's any communicable diseases, that's typically where you go, because that's the food banks are taking care of the people on the street. Not that these are all bad people, but nonetheless, food banks in major cities now are overwhelmed. In just 2 weeks, 10 million people have claimed unemployment benefits. Many adults in the U.S. have heavy debt, no savings, and lack sufficient funds to pay their recurring bills for 3 months. After hunger and loss of utilities come riots, then martial law. Do you think those who called the lockdown don't know this? I'm telling you right now, and G. Edward Griffin doesn't understand this, that martial law has already been declared. They just haven't called it martial law. When they suspend your constitutional rights, that means that you're under martial law. But they have to, the only constitutional process, so I'm going to be sending my latest article to G. Edward Griffin so he understands the constitutional standing for martial law. And there's no doubt in my mind, he'll go, wow, this is great. And I don't know, maybe he'll start letting people know. I sent him my article regarding the standing armies. He lauded that article. He said, this is great. Now, this is something we need to figure out how to get this into the Red Pill Expo. Still haven't figured out how to do that. But anyway, G. Edward Griffin also reported the city of Bellevue, Washington has a Report Your Neighbor app sponsored by the police department. Now, where do you think this app came from, Report Your Neighbor? Well, it's probably a very similar app that's being used in China. It seems like that paradigm is trying to infiltrate into the rest of the world, thanks to the high-tech companies that are developing artificial intelligence for China to take full control in subjugating their citizens so that they have no liberties whatsoever. The official explanation is that this is necessary to relieve the pressure from 9/11 emergency phone lines. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti is one in the same persuasion. He said, you know the old expression about snitches. Well, in this case, snitches get rewards. We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we're all safe. I'm telling you, they have really turned liberty upside down. We are living in a paradigm where, you know, it's not like centralized Nazi Germany, but I'm telling you, if Obama was president, he would be lending, working with, and centralizing more powers and funneling more police state money into these areas where Trump is just trying. I think Trump is, he's over his head in a lot of the constitutional, issues regarding what the heck's going on. G. Edward Griffin also reported that the CDC has created a new policy, and people have probably seen this on social media, to keep track of coronavirus deaths that includes any case where the virus, quote, caused is or assumed to have caused or contributed to the death. Confirmed lab tests are not required. In other words, they don't have to use any empirical data to prove that this is a legitimate cause of death. If there's any presumption that you can associate, well, the guy had a fever, the guy had a cough, or the gal, you know, was had a hard time breathing or what have you, instead of doing the full diagnosis that the person died from pneumonia, they're actually attributing. So actually, that has been the case all along, that the CDC has actually been sending out this guidance. But now it's actually in official writing, and most people are disseminating these letters and these policies that have come from the CDC. So the question is, why? Why are they trying to boost the numbers instead of trying to get empirical data so that we have an accurate assessment of what the heck's going on? It doesn't matter anymore, friends. This has nothing to do with the facts. This has nothing to do with even science. This has everything to do with a narrative and control. G. Edward Griffin also reported, according to a Japanese molecular scientist, now this is the 5G part, 60 gigahertz frequencies can impair the uptake of oxygen in blood, resulting literally a death by asphyxiation. In other words, this frequency that is being emanated from your 5G antennas out there has a good potential of causing asphyxiation. And there may be some ties to either this virus or any type of virus. We're just now rolling this crap out. And remember, scientifically, it takes time to measure results. We will be right back after these two promos to kind of wrap up what we can do today. Thank you so much.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so according to a Japanese molecular scientist, the 60 gigahertz frequencies coming from these 5G towers can impair one's oxygen uptake into blood. In other words, the bonding of oxygen to your blood so that it can actually transport oxygen throughout your body, giving your brain oxygen, giving your vital organs and your body, in essence, oxygen. So in other words, what is the result of this is you die of asphyxiation even though your lungs are getting the oxygen. It's almost like a molecular level asphyxiation. President Trump has passed and has signed the Secure 5G and Beyond Act. And so whether he's a supporter, whether he's been duped or what have you, because as far as he's being told, this is good to go. We need to do this. This is where we need to go. This business is going to need this technology. You know, he's a huge supporter of business and business needs. Anyway, the Secure the 5G and Beyond Act has basically been signed, and it requires the rollout of 5G technology within 6 months. Public comment is open for 60 days. And so I don't know when that opening begins, because J. Edward Griffin isn't putting it in here, and when it closes. But ironically, during this course of the 60 days that you can get out and protest and petition and say you've got to stop this, well, we happen to be under the ordered stay inside, don't go out. We have been under house arrest, preventing the people's participation or protesting this rollout of this technology so that Trump can't even be informed on this. So what? Now what? I don't know. Several cell towers in the UK, this is what's happening in the UK. Several cell towers in the UK were set on fire, and 5G engineers were harassed following the online spread of the evidence that the coronavirus symptoms can be created by 5G EMF. Oliver Dowden, the digital and culture secretary, is asking social media companies to crack down on misinformation fueling this criminal behavior. In other words, they're trying to silence the truth. The official narrative is that non-ionizing radiation emitted by 5G is not harmful in spite of the fact that numerous studies show it can damage human health. In 2011, 30 international scientists who are part of the working group of the International Agency for Research on Cancer, the IARC, which is a part of the World Health Organization, classified the RF EMFs as possible carcinogens to humans. In other words, they're deadly to human beings. Catherine Austin Fitz. Now, this is another side story, but it's kind of very similar. But it's basically pointing to how they're using this pandemic. And Catherine Austin Fitz says there is connection between what she calls the current pandemic and the fact that we are in the middle of an economic war. America traded the gold standard for pegging the U.S. dollar to oil, but the rest of the world wants to break free from the U.S. dollar. She says the pandemic is being used to stop inflation, which will result from an economic slump. China is planning the Silk Road to capture the center of global power. You know what the Silk Road is, right? The Silk Road is that highway that on the very western edge of China that leads into that the Central Asia and into Europe. They don't have a good means of shipping, and they're trying to create a highway system to where they can actually start providing trucking into the rest. But see, here's the problem. If you look, it's a very, very ambitious move for China to do this. But if they can open up highway routes so that they can literally start trucking instead of shipping, then they can actually do very similar to what the United States does in movement of commerce and being able to move commerce to targeted spots instead of having to have to go to a port, being received, going through the furloughs, everything else. And so what I anticipate what's going to happen with Asia is there's going to be a merging of Asia and Europe into a single economic union. And if you can fathom that, that's where China wants to go. China wants to create that entire continent of Europe and Asia as like what the United States is doing. They want to make those states their subjects. Interesting. But that's the direction China, they want to be the superpower of the world. And they know that if they are all of a sudden unencumbered with the ability to produce, the problem is what happens in 2030 when they all no longer have the ability to produce? Well, that's why they're implementing robotics. That's why they're implementing artificial intelligence and those types of things to to basically be able to maintain their control even when they lose their massive population, even when they implode in population. So they've made a lot of strategic decisions that I think are just fascinating, but I really believe that America and Trump needs to start holding and changing the focus. And this is why I'm going to say it again. And I know that there's these conservatives out there that over their dead body. But I believe if we start, it's not like Hong Kong becomes a state tomorrow. It's not like Taiwan becomes a state tomorrow. But Trump should be going and he should be raising up the rhetoric with all of these states that have been subjugated by China but don't want to have anything to do with them and have them vote. Watch what China would have to do. It would have to change its focus and all of a sudden it won't be able to continue to do and work on some of the things. That's why you want to get your enemy's focus shifted so that you have more control over what they are doing. And that's what Trump is supposedly, as I've been told by his fans, he's a master at that. That's why he uses Twitter to keep the progressive news media engaged into what he wants them to be engaged in instead of going down paths that he doesn't want them. Anyway, I just want you to understand that there's a lot more to what the heck's going on with this global pandemic and other things. Just so you understand also, China is no longer buying U.S. Treasury notes, but is using the ones she already holds to buy American businesses, natural resources, and land. Now, what needs to happen? We have laws on the books that do not allow foreign investment to own American resources and assets. We need to undust those and come out and say, hold it. You know, we know that we've been allowing you to do this, but sorry, you can't own these assets. And this is where we need to actually, you know, say goodbye to China and say, sorry, you know, you were able to buy those assets, but in this case of emergency, you've just lost these things. This is a big risk. That's what happens when you buy property in Mexico. That's what happens when you buy, you know, resources, companies, or what have you, and all of a sudden the government comes along and nationalizes those. Now, the fact of the matter is it may not look good with contract law and those types of things, but when it comes down to what the heck China is doing, it is all related. Fitz also says Israel and the U.S. co-engineered 5G for crowd control purposes, and that the contest between China and the U.S. over 5G is to determine who will control the back door of the technology. She has much more to say about the global prominent personalities, housing bubbles, missing trillions of government money, civil war, global war, cryptocurrency. If you're looking for a different perspective on the current affairs, this is it. And so you've heard me tell you this, that they're going to want to get you into a cryptocurrency. And in doing so, you will no longer possess money. You'll be granted money into an account, but that money can be taken from you just like that. But if you actually have physical cash, they have to actually break down your door and take that from you physically. This is why we should never surrender our physical property of our currency. If you want to hold your currency and you're willing to, you know, fight for and protect it, which is your God-given right, then that's what we need to do. Anyway, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres announced the creation of a COVID-19 response and recovery fund, and he's asking the world to pay 10%. Do you recognize the irony here? Do you understand the association to 10%? God asks that we tithe 10%, and now the UN is asking for us to tithe 10%. And if you put the dollars to this, 8.7 trillion dollars, I think, is the world's economy on a given day, or I should say a given year. And actually, I think our GDP is even greater than that. But I think they're putting it down to the people or what have you. I don't know where this 8.7 trillion really comes from, because I think our annual GDP is in the 20 trillions. But the fact of the matter is, if you put the money to the amount of money that is a part of our revenues and so forth, that's trillions of dollars that they're trying to take from the world. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty.